Praise be Jesus and Mary. The readings this Sunday speak to us about God's part and our part. Our part and God's part in our life. God has done his part in the beginning by bringing us into this world. We come from God. God, who in the beginning of our life created our souls out of nothing and infused them into our bodies. And so we come from God, and we are meant to go to God. But in order to go to God, he wants us to do our part. And so let's look and see what the readings talk about with regard to our part and God's part. All right, our part, as Moses tells us in the first reading, is to hear and observe. Hear then, Israel, and be careful to observe. All right, hear and observe. Hear the law of God, his statutes, his commandments, and then observe them, put them into practice. And in observing the commandments, there can be no vacations. But we're talking about not only the commandments. He goes on to say, therefore you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Okay, so we're supposed to observe not only the commandments and avoid the things we should not do, but we should also be eager and zealous to do the things we should do, even if they aren't obligatory for salvation, but just out of love for God, zeal for his glory, for the salvation and sanctification of other souls. And as I said, there can be no vacations in this, right? Because the spiritual life, or in the spiritual life, there's no stable ground. We are either making progress and going forward, or we're going backwards. You know, there might be some crazy idea out there. I remember Father Alphonsus Sutton, our own priest, who's now deceased, talking about maybe taking a break on Friday evening and going out and having a wicked good time. So then you would really appreciate God's mercy after you repent. That was proposed to him by one sailor when he used to be in the Navy. And as he responded, that would be very foolish, right? To presume on God's mercy. But moreover, as I said, if we think we're going to take a break, we're actually going to be going backwards in the spiritual life. Antonio Royo Marin writes of this in his Theology of Christian Perfection. He says, sometimes souls grant themselves vacations or pauses in the spiritual life under the pretext of resting a while to recover their strength. This is a great mistake, because the soul not only does not gain any strength, but is greatly weakened. Later, when it wishes to renew its efforts, a greater effort is required to recapture the spiritual gains previously made. All this could have been avoided if the desire for holiness had remained constant and its striving for it was without respite or weakness. And so we must hear and we must observe with constancy. The book of Revelation praises the saints precisely for their constancy. So where are we going to draw the motivation to observe what we hear from God, from his commandments or his will for us expressed in other ways, the duties of our state in life, or personal good inspirations, which are then confirmed perhaps by a spiritual director? Where do we find the motivation? Well, today's readings talk to us about the two reasons why we are motivated to fulfill God's will, and that is fear and love. So Moses says in the first reading, fear the Lord your God. That fear could be either a servile fear, which is good in and of itself, to fear punishment from not fulfilling God's will, or it could be a filial fear, which again is motivated more out of love for offending our loving Father who is in heaven. But it should be primarily motivated out of love. And as the soul makes progress in the spiritual life, this motivation will become predominant. And so Moses goes on to tell us that you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. And then he says, take to heart these words which I enjoin on you today. And that's where the first reading stops. But do you know what the next words are in that reading, parents out there? It says, drill them into your children. Drill this teaching into your children, namely that they are to love God with all of their mind, heart, soul, and strength. And so that is our part. And if we do our part, God will do his part. Okay, we are guaranteed. Our Lord says in today's Alleluia Antiphon, whoever loves me will keep my word, says the Lord. And then what happens? My Father will love him, and we will come to him, and we will make our dwelling with him. God will be with us. You know, this can all seem very daunting, right? To keep the commandments, to do all of these virtuous and good works constantly, every day, without vacation. That can seem very daunting, but we shouldn't get discouraged. What do we say in the responsorial psalm? I love you, Lord, my strength. If we strive to love him, he will love us, and he will come to us, make his dwelling with us, and he will be our rock, our fortress, our deliverer. He will provide everything that we need. He will always provide the way of escape in times of temptation. This reminds me of what St. Ignatius of Loyola says in the spiritual life, that we should work as if everything depended on us. Right? We should really strive and make the effort to avoid the occasion of sin, right? To wear ourselves out in doing good works. The seven corporal works of mercy, or the seven spiritual works of mercy. We should work as if everything depended on us. And then he says, we should pray as if everything depended on God. And so in the spiritual life, there's this two-way street, right? Our part and God's part. And if we do ours, we can be sure that God will do his, that he will be faithful, that we will not be far from the kingdom of God, that we will already experience in this world the joy and peace of his presence in our hearts, and in the end, we will enter into the glory of his kingdom to enjoy him in fullness forever and ever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.